Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. We've been talking this week about names of Christ. We've been looking at the words of Isaiah the prophet in chapter 9, where he lists a number of names there that were given to Christ. Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, and we've talked about one of those each day of the week so far, thinking about the blessing that we have of celebrating the birth of Christ. And we understand that the world does celebrate Christmas in a way that's not right. They have their own ways of celebrating this day, but we are so blessed as God's people to have a day that we can celebrate correctly the birth, the coming of Christ, that we might have eternal life. Well, one of the other names that Christ has that was given in the New Testament was the Bread of Life. We read in the Gospel of John, in the 6th chapter, there's a number of times here in this chapter that Jesus speaks about himself being the bread of life. In verse 33, in John 6, it says this, "For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world." So here, Jesus is depicted as the bread coming from God, the bread of God, and gives life unto the world. In verse 35, Jesus said unto them, "I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst." And then again in verse 48 of the same chapter, Jesus again said, "I am that bread of life." And then again in verse 51, he says, "I am the living bread which came down from heaven." You know, it's the daily bread or food that we eat that gives us life, doesn't it? If we didn't eat, we would soon starve. Our food is life-giving. It is assimilated into our bloodstream through our digestive system, giving us life. Well, likewise, as we come to Christ, yielding our life totally to Him, and then feeding upon His truth, His words, and following Him in humble obedience, He gives us life. We are made alive in Him. His life flows in and through us. It is in His strength that we are able to have faith in Him. It is in His strength that we are able to love those that hate us. It is in His strength that we are able to pray for those who make life miserable for us. It is in His strength that we are able to have no desire to retaliate against others when we are wronged, but rather show the love of Christ instead. And it's only in His strength that we can do that. In our own strength, we can't do it. But in His strength that He gives us as we feed upon Him and partake of Him, that we have that strength and that power to live that way. Additionally, we are given eternal life through Jesus Christ. Our soul and spirit have been made alive in Christ. If we walk faithfully with Christ till death, we have the promise of life in heaven with Jesus throughout all eternity. Bless God. What a blessing. What a joy that will be. Well, without question, Jesus has made available to us everything that we need to live a faithful, victorious life in Him. The key is that we need to abide in Him. We need to be regularly partaking of Him. We need to be consistently sitting at His feet, learning from Him, obtaining from Him daily the spiritual food that we need to give us the strength to say no when we face strong temptations. We need His strength in us to be able to face the difficult trials and tests that come our way in life. He gives us that strength as we come to Him, asking in faith, believing that in Him we can overcome the obstacles, the tests, the trials that we face. You know, the Lord Jesus delights in showing us His strength and power in our lives. But many times we actually hinder Him from giving it to us. We hinder Him from showing us His strength and power when we turn to sources other than Him when we are tested and tried. Some folks despair very quickly when tried and tested. Some folks turn to the sin which so easily besets them when they are tested and tried, as a way out, as a way of escape, as a way of dealing with it. But that's not a right way to deal with it. What do you do when you are tested and tried? To whom or what do you turn? Jesus, the bread of life, wants us to turn to Him and partake of the bread that He freely offers. He waits for us repeatedly at Wit's End Corner. You know, that's a common place. How often have you been at your wit's end? Well, Jesus is there, Wit's End Corner, to help us. But so often we turn away to another source and miss the bread and the strength and the power that He offers freely to us. Have you learned to know Jesus as the bread of life? If you haven't, you can. Come to Him in faith, believing that He can forgive your sins. Confess them to Him and trust Him to lead and guide you from your way. Jesus is the bread of life, and He offers it freely to all. Come, partake of the bread of life. Come, partake of that life that He offers. Well, God bless your day, and don't forget to partake of the bread of life today. Your spiritual life depends on it.